It's called Fracasso. The Esperanza Peace and Justice Center's Marisol Cortez explains how it was named.
In English, it's a play on fracas, a mess, a chaotic fracas. And then in Spanish, fracaso means an utter, abject failure.
And then there's fracking, which is the third and strongest meaning of this art show. The Esperanza sent out word that they wanted to do an exhibit with hydraulic fracturing as its muse, and people responded.
From South Texas to New York and the Marcellus Shale to Fort Worth and the Barnett Shale to, like I mentioned, Canada to Mexico.
Many artists have sent their impressions of fracking, and I can report it's not a pretty picture. Fracasso comes from the perspective of the disenfranchised.
We don't hear about the experience of women. We don't hear about the experience of poor people, people who don't own land, people who don't own mineral rights. Really, we wanted to know, what is it like? What is it like for our neighbors to the south?
The exhibit isn't just a handful of paintings.
It's a good mix of visual arts. There's literary arts, poems and prose, and there's also performance. There was a play submitted from Alberta, Canada. We have a number of film and video projects.
To those who say, you're just showing one side here, what do you say to them?
Other perspectives that are more pro-industry or more interested in the economic aspects of the boom have an unlimited platform to make those perspectives heard and felt.
For more on Fracasso and other arts and culture news, go to tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.